Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of flight, well, the Pirates, they took flight early last night. It was just, well, the first inning, really, the first batter. This happened.
Frazier sends one deep out to right field, and there it goes. It's 10 rows back over the Clemente wall. A leadoff home run for Adam Frazier.
Well, but this way to start a ball game after a loss and an off day.
Block and Blast right here, Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan, it felt like Blast was just walking in the press box. What in the heck happened?
He barely
here?
Settled into his seat.
Right, and the Pirates go on to win 7-0. We talk about it. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, but it did not come without a price. Clint Hurdle, the injuries.
No, right side discomfort for Starling and right forearm discomfort for Cervelli. We'll know more tomorrow.
One gets hurt running the bases, and that's Marte. The other gets hurt by when he's hit by a pitch in the forearm, and that's Cervelli. Cervelli, the latter, says, hey, no big deal, I'll be okay, although you could see he came out of the game and it looked like it hurt, but he says he's okay and he met with the media after the game. Marte was not in the clubhouse though after the game, and they said they'll find out more tomorrow. Maybe is what Hurdle
maybe
said.
Yeah.
And I would expect neither one of them to play today, although you get pressed into service. Diaz gets pressed into service and might have to play night and then day by virtue of that. I would definitely expect Marte not to play and maybe not find out a whole lot of stuff. But this is the one thing, and forgive it, it's not a pun, but that could cripple the Pirates here, Jim, is getting hurt.
They can go without Cervelli for a little bit.
But he has been so
good this year.
And that's why he's been good.
He has been really good. The only catcher hitting better than he is Diaz. But, again, that's a small sample size for him where he plays one or two games a week. And, you know, in fact, both could be problem. Because Cervelli and Marte have been two of the guys that have been consistent so far. A lot of other guys have been, you know, a guy like Colin Moran, for example, has overall okay. But there, he's had some up and down stretches. Cervelli's been a constant pretty much. Marte has been, he also has been a constant.
Polanco, Bell, those kind of guys have
been,
up and down, yes.
Yeah,
as has everyone on the pitching staff.
And Dickerson is the other guy. Those three guys, they're the three guys with Cervelli, Marte, and then Dickerson has been the best. But, you know, we just have to see what's going on.
But today is one of those rare days, Jim, where the news is the news for me, and it's not the in-game news. I will sit around all day and kind of wait, kind of twiddle my thumbs, kind of want and need what the news is. Because for me, what happens the rest of this kind of homestand and what happens when the Padres come into town really hinges on these injuries to these two guys. I mean that, and
right,
I'm not.
Well, you need 6-2 now over the net because you were in on 7-2.
But this will play a big factor in how they will play in the very near future. And you do have that new DL, that 7-day DL. But that being said, I don't know. I want those guys to stay off the DL if possible.
And Marte, you want him in center field? I'm not sure. I guess Rodriguez replaced him. And if he doesn't play, Polanco has shown, you know, it's funny, Polanco came up as, it's like, oh, the Pirates are going to have three center fielders. You don't want him, I don't think you want any part of him in center field, although that may happen at some point. Like, what if, for example, they end up having to put Osuna in the lineup?
And I said 7, I meant 10-day DL, I apologize. The 7-day DL just for
isn't that the concussion
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, I misspoke.
I'd be in favor of a 7-day too, but I think what they're afraid of is that, except for pitchers, mm-hmm. you know, or starting pitcher. You know what I mean? I think they're afraid that teams would take advantage of that 7-day thing with a starting pitcher.
Right, and they don't want anybody's clock time to get going either. They don't. The owners don't want that.
Well, here's the frustrating thing is if they had to call somebody up from the minors for a week and a half to replace Marte, it would probably be Chris Bostic mm-hmm. and not Austin Meadows. They've actually got some guys in Indianapolis who are hitting pretty well. Just about everybody is right now for them. Those are problems when you've got three of your cornerstone guys, you know, two of your top three guys out of your eight position players, if they're out of the lineup for any – for any stretch. But the Cervelli thing, I don't know. They can wait on him. I know Diaz had to finish the game last night, but he only caught a few innings.
That being said, though, and I know he's been great on both sides, is Diaz one of those less is more kind of guys? Diaz, is he one of those less is more? Do you want to see him every day? Because I think that the split has been pretty good so far in that Cervelli
I'd be fine with it, though.
You would every single day? I've often championed Diaz and how good he is. Is he an every single day guy? Especially because of how Cervelli has been hot offensively this year.
He's never really had that chance. Because I think when he was going to get that chance, he got hurt.
Right.
And that's when last year they went through. I know Jacob Stallings was up here for a while. And if they had to go with Diaz and Stallings for, again, for a week and a half or so, that wouldn't be that bad. But unless they take an X-ray today or an MRI, whatever, find out that Cervelli has a broken bone, then unless that happens, I wouldn't be too worried about it.
Can you put Dickerson in center, move Polanco and Osuna around? Would you want to do that at all?
It's funny you should say that because Dickerson came as like defensive baggage.
Right.
And then there was a story recently in the PG that he's lost a little bit of weight and really worked on his defense. But to put him in center field, I think that's a little unfair.
There's two center fields at PNC Park, Jim, and he's already playing one of them.
Sure. So whatever you do, you keep Polanco in right field. I don't think you mess around with that. Rodriguez, if you had to put him out there, I guess he would be the next option. And there's really nobody else unless you call Austin Meadows up from Indianapolis, and I don't think they're going to do that.
I trust Rodriguez by virtue of baseball savvy and athleticism is going to make the plays I need to be made in the outfield or anywhere I put him. I just do. In some weird way, I do. You remember how you saw Harrison move around a bunch of different positions a couple years ago and make plays? Rodriguez is not the greatest defensive player. I don't think he'll kill you. I don't.
He may not be the greatest defensive player, but he seems to make a great defensive play no matter what position you put him in.
Right.
But I think he's still, middle infield. Well, you can put him anywhere in the infield, and you can put him in a corner outfield spot. But, there's something different about center field, and Marte is really the only one that they have.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.